Dan has something she'd like to share with us.
Yes, I think I caught most of you, but my sister could not resist. So in her not present, she sent me with presents. So if you all haven't gotten one, be sure to see me after service, and I'll catch up with everybody I didn't get. Or if you need extras, I still have a few more, hoping for tomorrow morning too, so.
Yeah, pretty cool.
That's good. Well, we're blessed today to have Bella Wins with us. So that would be Bella Wins?
Yeah.
So I promised them I wouldn't sing and screw up their lovely music. Let us now stand for our first hymn. Is the light of the world.
A light no darkness can extinguish.
Oh.
Let us pray. Lord, you call us. You've always been calling us. Come, you say. Let it reverberate across this earth. Come, I say, come to me. He has everything that we need. He supplies every provision we need but to ask. Oh, Lord God, we thank you that before time even happened, you had your plan. You knew what free will would mean for us, but a plan was necessary, for you knew our faults. You knew our hearts all too well. We thank you, Lord. We are here. We have come. We wait, Lord. We wait patiently for your entrance into this world. We thank you, Lord, that we come to pray and praise and worship you, the one and only Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Amen.
Our first lesson, God announces in the Garden of Eden that the seed of woman will strike the serpent's head. Heard the sound of the Lord walk God. Oops, let me start over. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from that tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals, and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." Our second reading, second lesson. God promises Abraham that nations of the earth shall call his seed blessed. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you've done this and not have withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies, and by your offspring shall the nations of the earth gain blessings for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice." Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold. People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Thank you.
Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. For they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth.
The song is in the Silver Book, number 91.
Month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God."
Thank you.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in the bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Oh, holy night,
as we come into our time of giving, just make a note that we do give a minister's aid offering to the East Coast Covenant to help the widowers and the widows of the covenant clergy. And there are quite a few. So there is a great call from time to time for needs among all of those people. So let us pray. Lord, you have been so gracious to set this plan in place that brings your son into this world sort of dressed as a baby. How awesome it is to think of all the works that you have done to bring this to fruition in a time of great darkness across the earth. But you have given us privilege, Lord. We have been blessed in this country. We give you thanks and praise that we are able to give back in so many ways, all because of what you have given in your provision for us. So we just thank you, Lord. We will rise to sing our doxology, and then there will be a song by Bella Winds as you bring your offerings forward. So let us rise. And thank you, Bella.
see all of you out here tonight. There's no place like home for the holidays. I'll be home for Christmas. Songs which make me think of times around the table, or the Christmas tree with faithful friends who are dear to us and near to us once more. I wish. I mean, I have a loving family and friends, and don't get me wrong. But like many of you, it is so much better when my whole family was there. My mother, my father, my brother, my grandparents, and all my aunts and uncles. They were alive and vibrant and loving in my life. Growing up, we always had a Christmas tree. Never early as everyone else, because the needles fall off and make a mess. And always out before New Year's, because those needles fall off and make a mess. My mother loved to make cookies, tons of cookies. We all knew that the perfect cookies went towards the cookie exchanges. We got the imperfect cookies. And we pounded them down as fast as she could make them. My father would go shopping at Christmas time, and he would buy all the really, really good stuff that my mother would never buy the rest of the year. He always seemed to come home with a ton of cold meat. We also loved to go to the old farm shop down in Watertown. I would always get something that they called the Dagwood. It was a sandwich filled with the kitchen sink. One year when I was about 5 years old, I made a Dagwood for Santa. I made it about 5 inches high of cold meat and then everything else I could find in the refrigerator. I put out on the plate and I put out a pile of cookies and I made a large chocolate milk for him. And then I went to bed. I said to myself, Santa is eating good at my house tonight. And as I fell asleep, I remembered that we got carrots for the reindeer. So I woke up and I sprang out of bed. Downstairs I headed towards the kitchen where I found my father laughing as he's trying to eat Santa's sandwich. I flipped out. My dad is laughing and I'm trying to get it away from him. And my mother's trying to console me, telling me that she'll make another one for Santa. And I'm hollering at my father as I'm going upstairs, and I'm saying, you better not touch the cookies or the chocolate milk. My mother must have been made a good sandwich because Santa's been good to me ever since. Christmas Eve has been my year to cook for many years. We always have baked stuffed shrimp, as far as I can remember. But no matter what else I cook or who comes over, I have never been able to go home for years. After my mother died, 16 years after my father, a friend told me that the biggest thing you will miss is that you will never be able to go home again. The building is there. The home is there. Many of my friends could be there, all around me, but you will never have that feeling of going home again. I miss going home. It's amazing all the images that come to our mind of that four-letter word, home. Christmas has a lot to do with home. John 14:2-4, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back, and I will take you to be with me, that you will also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. When the time is right, Jesus will return and take us all home with him, where we will be with him forever. Jesus went to the cross so that we could come home for Christmas. Our scripture tells us an order or a decree went out by Caesar Augustus to count the people. Caesar Augustus was the emperor of Rome. The Roman Empire extended from the Mediterranean Sea all the way over to Britain and then all the way eastward through Asia. And under the leadership of Caesar Augustus, the Roman Empire was wealthy, powerful, and authoritative. Now for Joseph and Mary, it had been a long, hard day on the road, and the two travelers were exhausted. It was a long trip no matter when you traveled, but this time of year the roads were clogged, and that made it take even longer. 3 days had passed since they left Nazareth, 2 more days and they would be in Bethlehem. When they left, maybe Joseph thought that it didn't seem like such a bad idea, that maybe he liked the idea or the notion of taking a trip before the baby is born. But after the third 12-hour day on the road, all the romance of this trip had vanished. Traveling from Nazareth to Bethlehem took 70 miles through some of the most desolate country on earth. With Mary, of course, pregnant, and anyone could tell by looking at her that the baby wasn't going to wait much longer. I could imagine that she was in that stage where she couldn't get comfortable. No matter what she did, walking hurts, standing hurts, sitting hurts, and lying down hurts. Eating is hard, and breathing isn't much better. So now in the 9th month, she's riding on a donkey on a path by the River Jordan. Both Joseph and Mary had to make the trip to Bethlehem to register or be counted so that they could pay their taxes. They left their home in Nazareth to go on this lineage home back to Bethlehem. You might think that this was a cruel call by Caesar Augustus, but in essence, it was part of God's plan. This was the time when God would bring his son into the world. Joseph and Mary were poor people, so when they entered the town looking for a place to stay, no one really bothered to notice that she was pregnant, and they probably didn't care. Caesar Augustus drove Joseph and Mary to take the road at this time because he decided to take a census, and from which he would get the names of all of the people that he could collect taxes from. And with that money raised, Augustus would build the mighty Roman Empire. It is said that when he came to Rome, it was a city of brick, but when he left, it was a city of marble. He reigned as emperor for 58 years and was considered the greatest Caesar of them all, even greater than his granduncle, Julius Caesar. He truly deserved the name Augustus, which meant exalted one. The crowd was large, and there probably were many other pregnant women, and there were mostly poor people in the multitude, so nobody cared. No one really cared about the poor. Joseph had to be excited as he was getting close to his hometown. And then there it was. You could imagine him pausing to take it in for a few moments. Maybe smile playingly came across his lips. Even if the trip was a bother, it was good to be coming back home. And as they entered the village with Mary riding the donkey, and an odd feeling of fear and excitement must have swept over him. Excitement because he was back home where he had grown up, but fear that he would forget people, and fear that they had forgotten him. It didn't take long to see that things hadn't changed around there. It was still just a small little town, really one of a dozen towns in that region. But still, he was home, and it was home to Joseph, and he was back again. Robert Frost wrote, "Home is the place where when you get there, they all have to take you in." Scripture says in Luke 2:6-7, while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room in the inn. On the night Jesus was born, Caesar Augustus was a towering, powerful figure in the Roman government. No one could have ever imagined that this little child live on for eternity in his kingdom, and that the name of Caesar Augustus would only be an echo in time past.
The name Jesus, as we know, will never be forgotten. We know God has always been in control. Caesar Augustus' decree went out because the timing was right according to God's master plan. People had to report so the prophecy concerning the Messiah would come to fruition. Home for Joseph and Mary was in Bethlehem because they were the line of David. It was an obscure little stable that God came home to mankind. During this time of year, Christmas, most people want to spend time at home, but no matter how wonderful our Christmas will be, have been in the past, I can tell you that Christmas celebrations are often incomplete. Even if we could return to the place where everything was perfect and everything seemed complete, we would always find that there was someone who was missing. So this young family set the stage as to why we have come, this yearning to come home for Christmas. 750 years before, the prophet Micah 5:2 said that the child shall be born in Bethlehem. Caesar Augustus didn't know it. He didn't realize it. But when Micah said 750 years before that the child shall be born in Bethlehem, the decree from Caesar Augustus sent the Holy Family from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and that the word of the prophet might come to pass according to the commandments of the Lord. Yes, the prophet knew that Mary and Joseph had come home for Christmas. But more than even all that, Christmas, as Luke tells it, is not just about Mary and Joseph coming home, safe in the family. It's not even about our homecoming for Christmas. It's about God, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Prince of Peace, Savior coming home. We couldn't get to God, so God came to us. Coming among us in this mundane, ordinary family story we cherish as a nativity. Come home for Christmas, and there we will find the baby sleeping, the mother dreaming, the father thinking, and God watching over it all. Amen.
Luke 2, verses 8 through 16. The angels announced the good news of great joy. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. Matthew 2, verses 1 through 11. The wise men are led by the star to Jesus. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people Israel." Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child, and when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too." After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Hymn number 192. Verses 1 through 14. St. John unfolds the great mystery of the Incarnation, Christ, the eternal Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light, so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Number 176.
Now shine a thousand candles bright upon the world's dark sphere. The deep blue sky is settled by as myriad flames appear. In summer ghetto farm and town, they spread the news abroad that Jesus Christ is born tonight. Savior and our God. O star that shone o'er Bethlehem, now let your kindly light with tranquil hope and glory shine in every home tonight. To every dark and anguished heart, send down your
Would you pray with me, please, the prayer that's printed in your bulletin? Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who shows up once again to be with us here and now. Help us share this incredible story with everyone we meet, not just today, but every single day. Amen.
Stand out to the sides.